kale is dead, long live baby leaf. Well, that's what they're saying in the trade. Kale's part of the cabbage family and it had quite a good run there for a few years. But according to Green Leaf Growers Leader Brand, the nation's obsession with kale is over. You may beg to differ. If you're still adding it to smoothies, you might be making kale chips, could be steaming it. I did give it the benefit of the doubt for a while, but I'm happy I don't have to persevere with it any longer. Probably the way I'm cooking it. CEO of Leader Brand, Richard Burke, he says the nation's love affair with kale is over.
It was a bit of a health thing there for a while, probably about sort of 5 years ago it really took off and seemed to really gain some momentum both as a mix and as a standalone product. But yeah, we've really noticed that that's fallen away, and particularly over the last 12 months as other lines have come on.
Oh, you reckon it's other things that are coming on rather than it losing its popularity?
Well, I think you nailed it in your intro when you said that you're not really a fan of the taste, and I think a lot of people hooked into the health benefits of it, but it still didn't taste that great. And, you know, there's things like spinach and broccoli and other things that are just as healthy and actually taste great, so why would you?
I want to like it. I really do. I feel I should like it.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I think a lot of people feel that they should like it, and certainly I think that's probably what drove its popularity for a while. But you know, it's always the things that taste good that persevere, and spinach is by and far the leader of the category now, and it's really healthy and tastes good and is really versatile and convenient. And now we're seeing some of these other things come through. So yeah, the demand for kale is certainly not what it was, although there's still a little bit out there that people mix and make the taste go away when they blend it with other things, I guess.
People are going to find what you're saying shocking, Richard. They're saying, I love the taste of kale. It's one of the most nutrient-dense foods in existence. It's wonderful. So,
well, I'm quite happy to take every call for the person that likes the taste as well as recognises the health benefits, because we fully support the health benefits, but not many people like the taste.
You've got a theory working for Leader Brand, obviously, that you must know a lot about vegetables. And are they ever a fad?
I don't know whether you could call it a fad. I think in our game, and certainly something we pride ourselves on, is about taste and flavour. Because, you know, they can look good and they can be healthy for you and all of that stuff. But if they don't taste good, they don't last. And you know, we've prided ourselves, sweet corn's a classic for us. You know, we've worked really hard to get the right flavour into our sweet corn. We pick it all by hand, and the flavour is what sells. And so, you know, sweet corn season's only just around the corner, and our flavour's going to be excellent again. But there's a massive difference in flavour between varieties. And if you can nail that, then you get the health benefits plus the flavour, then it's not a fad. It's not a trend. But things come and go a little bit. I honestly believe that if you get the taste and the quality right, then they're not trends.
Okay, and what about sweet corn? How do you know where it's come from? It doesn't have a sticker on it, thank goodness. How do you know that? Who's bringing it into the supermarket?
Well, generally there's a card on the crate or the supermarket will display the grower. Certainly the supermarkets that are proud of their growers will display their growers. And if you look at that, and most growers are really proud of what they do, and you can catch up with them online and see where it is. But frankly, a lot of people with corn, it's about what the cob looks like. Is it fresh? Because if it's not fresh, it's never as good. And the thing with corn is, you know, it's got to be kept cold, and a lot of people don't realise that. It should be treated like fish. The only difference is if it gets warm, it doesn't smell. But if you can maintain the freshness and the cold of sweet corn, and it's picked at the right time, yeah, you got a winner.
Oh, really? You've got to put it straight into the fridge.
Yeah. It's big. If you keep it cold, it certainly keeps the flavour in it. But we'd prefer you to take it home and eat it straight away, because nothing like, yeah, fresh corn's got to be eaten fresh. So we harvest all ours by hand, so we're picking it right at the right time, right when the flavour's the best, and then it's about speed to market, getting the heat out and speed to market.
You can't blame people, can you, really, when you see people have pulled back a little bit to see what it's like inside? You know,
yeah,
you see that?
It's unfortunate for us, eh? And it really annoys me as well, because it destroys the whole kind of cob, and that's why we hand harvest, because we're really checking that in the field, and if it isn't mature, because you can feel it with your thumb without pulling it back.
Oh, can you?
The end of the cob should have that nice round feel to it, you know, and it should be knobbly like a kernel. So you should be able to feel that kernel on the tip of the cob. So if you don't feel that, you can peel it back and confirm it if you like, but, generally it's not there. So you can do a lot with feel on the end of a cob. And there's also a bit of a shape to the cob where it gets a little bit fatter on the tip. And if you see it, you know, with an immature one, it's quite clear that an immature one is more like a spear. And the mature one's got that fat tip to it. So those are the little tricks you can use.
Oh, very good. That makes a lot of sense. So I mentioned the baby leaf. What is that a thing?
Oh, it's been around for a while, mini cos and things like that. But
oh, I see.
What we're really seeing now is some direct seeded varieties that are coming from overseas that are really changing the way that commercial growers like us are approaching baby leaf. So we've put out a new salad there that's tied up around baby leaf, and the flavour and the leaf quality of the direct seeded stuff is really nice, and we're seeing that as quite a strong future. Again, you know, it's convenient, it tastes good, so we don't think it's going to be a trend, this one either.
So what kind of lettuce is that?
It's like a mini fancy, you know, and so there's red ones and green ones and multicoloured ones that we kind of blend together to create the not only the look but the texture.
I've seen those, yeah, multicoloured,
Yeah, and there's a lot of, every leaf has got a different texture, a different flavour. Some of them are flat, some of them are savoy, so they've got a bit of a crinkle to them. And so we've got to get the right blend of leaves to make it look good in the pack, to make it taste good, and the leaves that actually work together. So there is a little bit of research and checking out that goes into a bag of salads behind the scenes before we throw it on the shelf.
We're keen on the pre-washed salad. In the bag.
It is. It's been very popular, and you know, it's the same deal, isn't it? It's convenient, and if it tastes good, and it's good value, then away it goes. And you know, pricing on bag lettuce is really steady compared to some of the other lines that come and go quite a lot depending on supply. So that's a challenge for us as a supplier to meet that, but certainly as a consumer, that consistency of price of salads is way better than what you see in lettuce and other green lines.
In a bag, you mean?
Yeah, in a bag.
Right. The only thing I find with sometimes, and it's so disappointing, if you buy one of those bags and it looks fresh and you get home and that smell when you open it, sometimes, not all the time, it's rare, but and it's like, oh, it's off. What's happened there?
There's a couple of things. It depends on the type of salad. So there's some salads that naturally aspire, so you have to... I know plastic is something that we're working on to remove out of our chain, but the bag itself actually has some breathing qualities because the lettuce leaf itself is still alive. So if you don't put it in the right environment and the leaf dies, then that's what happens. So some bags require some gas that you cut. So you put a shot of gas in there, a shot of nitrogen gas in there, and it just uses that gas for the life of that lettuce leaf. And there's other lines that you need the right type of bag so it can breathe correctly. Now, if you get those things wrong or it gets heated up, at any point, then obviously it respires quicker and it runs out of gas and it can't survive. So it's generally a leaf in there that's died that causes that.
Ah, okay. All right, Richard, what else have you got for us? Coming summer's around the corner, and what other things are going to be coming our way?
Well, obviously corn. We're pretty excited about the start of corn. It's looking pretty strong for us, and certainly we've finally got some warm weather down at the farm in Gizzy, and so it's looking like it's lining up pretty well. We've got watermelons starting in January. Pretty excited about those. They look like they're gonna be rocking this year as well. And we're also doing we start some squash. So our summer pumpkin squash, better known kabocha, that will be starting in mid January as well. So we're looking forward to all of those crops kicking away.
Kabocha, is that what you said?
Yeah, it's the Japanese squash. It's the buttercup squash. So it looks like a pumpkin, except it's green. We sell a little bit of in the domestic market, and it's gaining in popularity. Really nice steamed, really nice mashed, roasted. It kind of works. You've got to be a little bit careful that it doesn't dry out. But it's a Japanese pumpkin. And the squash family.
Oh, neat. That's coming out in January. Wow, okay. We're all looking forward to having some summer vegetables. And
yeah.
We did start off the conversation talking about kale, so we don't want to give it too much of a bad rap. As you say, it's good for you. If you like it, keep eating it.
That's it. But we'll keep on doing the other stuff that tastes good.
Richard, thank you very much, and great to talk to you.
Thank you, Karen.
That's the CEO of Leader Brand, Richard Burke.